Yo, what's good with y'all? My name's Hazy J. Welcome back to the Playroom Podcast. I got my boy here. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Kahari, but y'all can call me Kato.
Yes, sir. And we're back for a podcast. Today we're going to talk about a topic near and dear to our hearts. We're both gamers, I would say. That's one thing that kind of we met in high school, right?
Yeah.
And we kind of were, I guess, both gamers and both playing like 2K and shit. That's how we kind of got better relationship or whatever.
Yeah, like, 2K16.
2K16, the good old days, playing on fucking online, my career. We've just been gaming a lot, and I feel like the gaming industry has just kind of let us down in a way.
Yeah, it's been at a steady decline, honestly.
Steady. A big thing about it, I think that, bruh, DLCs, having games that are not finished, you gotta pay for a game that's essentially not finished, but you still gotta pay full price for that shit, is mad annoying. What's your take on it? What do you think?
I think it's just a way for them to fuck us.
Yeah.
And we have no choice but to take it, because for a lot of games, that's the only aspect to whatever they're creating that will get to it. So, for example, like Dragon Ball Z games, we don't get like a whole bunch of them. So, when they drop one, we have to stick with that one until they make another one.
Right.
So, like with Xenoverse, for example, they're going to keep dropping DLC till fucking they announce they're making Xenoverse 3. But it's like, what's the point? Because a lot of the DLC is honestly just reskins to a certain character.
Yep.
Or just another inventory slot for a character that's already there. Like, for example, the superhero DLC, they dropped Gamma 1, Gamma 2. Those are new characters, so we can't be mad at that. But then they dropped Gohan. No Beast, no Orange Piccolo.
Very weird.
No even potential Unleashed Piccolo, because that's low-key a transformation in itself.
Yeah.
But it's the same Gohan, potential Unleashed. He just has the purple outfit and he has the glasses. And in the transformation, he takes the glasses off. That's the only difference to it.
That's whack. Is that really the only thing they did?
That's the only thing they did.
See, and I mean, game companies like that, like what is that, Bandai and Namco or something? Like you said, they have kind of this monopoly on the games we get to play, because you already know. People that like Dragon Ball Z are going to want to buy new Dragon Ball Z content, but then it's going to be most likely through Bandai Namco. So, yeah, we do got to stick with whatever the fuck we got. I mean, there's not really many options. Even when it comes to consoles, like, there's like, what, three? For real? You got Xbox, you got PlayStation, you got Nintendo. I mean, and that's outside of that, really, there's nothing that's like holding up as much. I guess you can count PC now, maybe?
I would say, and it took me a while to come to this, but PC is definitely the superior in gaming.
It has too much range. Like, you can just get
any game. If you got the emulator for it, bro, right now, if we wanted to, you could play Budokai Tenkaichi 3, and then not to mention the mods on it are, well, I'm not a big fan of mods, because they can kind of get drastic.
Too wacky
and too crazy. Yeah. But, like, if you do it right, mods can make the game, like, 1,000 times better. But, like, for Budokai, when they make mods for that with certain characters, it's kind of a stretch, because, like, they be making up their own, like, super moves and ultimate moves, which also, it's kind of why I see why Bandai is doing what they do with the characters, because they're only releasing what they've seen or what we've been shown. So, like, they can't release Beast Gohan, because the screen time for him in that movie was, like, not even 5 minutes. And he only did like two things, which was a kick and then a special beam cannon. So until they get like
much data on him to like create a full move set or whatever. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, when it comes to like mods and shit though, what do you think is like a mod? Like, what is the right way to do a mod? Because like you said, they can get very drastic. You can have like random ass shit in there, like, I don't know, Chuck E. Cheese and that bitch.
Yeah, they've been putting, like, SpongeBob and One Punch Man and, like, all kinds of, like, crazy-ass shit you wouldn't even see. But a good mod?
I would say, For an example, I would say a good mod to me was like when Fight Night Champion, right? And you could download Floyd Mayweather. Like, that's kind of realistic because you can kind of see Floyd Mayweather being in the game. I don't know why the fuck he wasn't in the game already, to be honest. That's stupid in itself. But you get kind of this realistic aspect, like, okay, he acts like the other characters, but he's Floyd Mayweather, so they change some stats around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a little believable with the gameplay. I think, you know, that might be the best way to do mods.
That makes sense. But I've also seen good mods like GTA 4, when they would do stuff like put Iron Man skins in it. You could be able to fly around. It all looked really good at the time, too, which is also like something crazy. And GTA is also one of those games where, like, not to say it peaked, but like they kind of declined. Because GTA 4, in my opinion...
Which one was that? Is that Nico?
What's his name? Nico? Yeah, Nico in New York. The Russian guy.
Yeah.
And his cousin, Roman. Mm-hmm. Now, in my opinion, GTA 4 was slightly better than GTA 5.
Okay.
The only thing GTA 5 excels in is online, mm-hmm. customizations.
Yeah.
And, I guess map size.
But you're talking about, like, the original, like, storyline or something?
Yeah, the story was different. Because in GTA 5, it's just the same thing. Like, set up for a heist.
Yeah.
Rob the bank. Set up for the bank. Rob the bank.
There was a detailed story for, 4. I just think that's a little bit better.
Yeah, then the mechanics were better. Like, for example, a lot of people don't know this. You could shoot the guns out of officers' hands.
For real?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
You can't do that in GTA 5. And then, like, they reacted. Mm-hmm. They reacted to bullets different. Like, the characters had more, like, weight as far as, like, the physics aspect went to it. Yeah, and then, like, fighting was way better in GTA 4.
You could dodge better.
Dodge better. Like, yeah, the counters weren't, like, a crazy overhead swing and then the person just drops dead. Like, you could, like, beat someone's ass and then, like, in the middle of the fight, like, if their health got low enough, they'll, like, give up and try to walk away. And then they'll have, like, a little limp to their walk and stuff like that.
Right. But that's pretty realistic. I mean,
you could jump up and grab stuff, climb stuff, go in buildings, all kinds of shit. And then the missions were also more diverse. They only had one bank robbing mission in the game, and that mission was fucking that shit was hard. But with GTA 5, it just, since we got so much, they focused on, and I feel like a lot of games do this, they focused on the new aspects, like the stuff they can add, and then they take away the old stuff
that was already working
pretty well. Mm-hmm. So a lot of games do that, and it's sad to see, but I don't know what these developers be thinking about in their heads.
I mean, GTA 5, like you said, it focuses more on online. I would even say that's its main focus, really, is especially now, especially how long it's been out, they probably put more into online. They don't really give that much about, I guess, the main story, because nobody really gives a fuck if you can create your own character. I don't know. I think when it comes to Grand Theft Auto, how do you think you can even improve a game like that? Because it's one of those open world games, which is really good, and you kind of get the freedom to do most things that you would think you could be able to do in, a simulated life. Except, I don't know. It's not like Saints Row, the third one, where it was, zany as fuck, and you had, superpowers and shit, right?
Bro, Saints Row... Saints Row probably had a... it's probably the biggest downfall of a gaming series of all time, bro.
Bro, they made that shit hella campy.
That shit was... Bro, that bizarre. Shit was that shit it's was bizarre. After the third one, because I played the third one all the way through. I played all of them all the way through, actually. But the third one, when I played the third one, I forgot which point it was, but it was that one mission where I was like, yeah, after this, it's just gonna get worse from here. We're not gonna get the same Saints Row 1 and 2, because in my mind, Saints Row 1 and 2, they were on par to be a good contender with GTA.
Yeah,
just because the formula was different and. It was a new feel for a game, a truly new, a new open world experience.
I do think that they focus a lot on, the gang aspect.
Yeah.
Controlling the city. I enjoy that. I think they took that away from Grand Theft Auto a lot, for sure. Like you said, they do a lot of, it might as well be a heist game at this point.
Basically. That's
the big thing that everyone is, building up for. You just do the heist, get a million. then you can buy whatever the fuck you want, like a car or some shit after that. But
cars, clothes, hoes.
Yeah, it is a repeat. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess that's the main thing that they felt like was something that was sold special us to the game, I guess. And they just ran with that shit for sure. And just, I don't know. They kind of like,
yeah, but there's more to depth in games besides like customizations and the stuff you can buy and
yeah,
shit like that. Like a game with good depth is like a compelling story.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Like something you wouldn't mind playing over again. Like,
yeah,
if I have no problem playing the story like two or three times, that's a great game.
True.
Like that
True.
is a honestly good game.
So do you like those like, decision based games where, you'll pick something and then it could drastically alter like the course of whatever characters you're going on.
Like Infamous?
Yeah, like Infamous, I guess, or like,
I played Infamous Second Son 5 times.
For real? Yeah, that game's sweet.
5 times.
I've never played the second one, but I have played the first one. The second one, you have like abilities and shit too. Like you have like neon. Like you can get power from science. Is that?
Infamous? Yeah. That's Second Son. But then Infamous 1 and 2 is with the dude Cole.
Mm-hmm.
So I played the first one, the second one. See, the only one I haven't played is First Light.
Games now, yeah. Like the best games that come out now aren't really like those solo games are usually the really good ones where they put a lot of time into the story or whatever.
Yeah, because they're not focused on anything else.
But now it's more like multiplayer aspects, like how can you get a lot of players into these games, I guess, matched up against each other,
yeah, or so playing with each other.
It definitely does take away from like the story of all those games for sure. Like, but
do you know what else they missed on the multiplayer part? The whole couch play thing,
right?
Like you don't see that too much in, yeah, it's basically like, it's
absolutely no split screen activity going on at all. Like,
it's a dead genre in gaming. And that was also like, it was so many great games.
Yeah.
Like, what was a good one? Ninja Turtles had a game called Out of the Shadows.
Yeah, yeah.
You could only buy it online though. Like, it never came out. It's like a hard copy game. And I bought it, and the story itself is actually split screen.
Really?
You can choose a turtle, you can switch That's between cool. turtles, all that. They have like a little arcade mode where you can play up with like the 4 players.
Yeah.
The turtles were ugly. It was a little glitchy at times. But other than that, bro, the game itself was, I think, spot on for like a Ninja Turtles game.
Yeah, that sounds sweet as fuck, honestly. I mean, yeah, you would expect a Ninja Turtle game to be able to play with someone else, right? Like,
yeah.
You want to be the turtles with your friends. That's like the point of playing like Ninja Turtles or whatever, right?
Exactly.
You want to like share that experience, but they definitely gatekeep that now, and it's like you better have online if you want that shit. Like,
yeah, and then pay for that. Online now is like, bro, it's crazy. Like the prices, like,
yeah,
because now it's different tiers to it. You got game passes, and
mm-hmm.
don't even get me started on Battle Pass. Jesus Christ!
What is your opinion on those like free to play Battle Pass games?
Is it really free to play
if they bait you into doing all that?
If the battle pass is what makes it truly enjoyable.
That's the formula. They get you in it. It's like, okay, the game itself is free, but you're not going to look as cool as everyone else is, and I know you're going to be insecure about that. So you better buy these skins real quick.
And so I think
you feel part of the community.
I think Fortnite is the one who started it off. Because now you got other games doing it too, like
Yeah.
What was the game I was playing that got Battle Pass? Brawlhalla. Brawlhalla has a Battle Pass now, and that's just like a
Battle Pass? I didn't even know that.
Brawlhalla has a Battle Pass now.
Yeah, dude. There's even like Call of Duty Battle Pass.
Yeah, Call of Duty has a Battle Pass. And you know what's crazy? With Call of Duty, like some stuff, like for example in Brawlhalla, they have the Battle Pass and there's stuff that you can get even though you didn't buy it. So like they have free stuff you can get from the Battle Pass.
Yeah.
With Call of Duty, you cannot get anything unless you buy the Battle Pass. So you'll get the tokens and you'll be able to unlock the stuff. And like, for example, I was playing it like yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I had like a whole bunch of Battle Pass tokens. I was like, oh shit, let me go redeem these jumps.
Yeah.
So I unlock the weapons, the skins or whatever. I go to my jump before a game and I'm looking for it. I'm like, where the fuck is this shit at? I go back to the Battle Pass and it's like, you must buy Battle Pass in order to use these items. I'm like,
that's bro, so what? Dumb.
And the Battle Pass costs as much as the game.
Yeah.
The battle pass is $70.
Bro, what?
$70.
That's literally robbery.
Versus, like, I think Brawlhalla is like $7 or $8.
That's wicked, bro.
Fortnite is like maybe like $12 at the most if you buy the V-Bucks.
Yeah. But
like Call of Duty wants $70
from $70,
they
though?
They want $70.
That's ridiculous. That's honestly ridiculous. Like, what the fuck?
And we have no choice but to take it.
Yeah, like, for real, because they got kind of smart with that in a sense, like, the whole, like, oh, if we gatekeep parts of this game, you know that you're going to want to buy it so that you can have the full experience of the game. So, like, they make you do that shit now. It's like, fuck, there's no other option if I want to fully play this game to like, what I know it can be.
Exactly.
But what do you think is, like, probably the best story that you've played recently?
Recently?
Because I know there's been none a lot, but has there been anything, I guess, recently that you was like, maybe this is going to revive the gaming community?
Yeah, without a doubt, it is God of War Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Game of the year? No?
Should have been. Fucking Elden Ring won it.
Really?
Yeah, but I only think Elden Ring won it because it was out longer, and then they did a great job as far as like the customization aspect. But I'm not into like those type of games, so I didn't really play it. I didn't mind watching gameplay on it though, because the customization as far as like weapon armor and stuff you could do, like people were making like actual characters.
Yeah.
Just with the stuff that's in game, and then you add mods to it. The mods look fucking great, so I can see why. But if God of War would have came out like a month prior or a month later of Elden Ring, it would have won. Because that story, the gameplay, everything is...
Multiplayer for God of War?
No, it's only single
player.
That's
probably why it didn't win, bruh. Just because Elden Ring, you can do multiplayer.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. It's the possibility of it. See, that's what I'm saying. Multiplayer is like, but overtaking these solo
games. Does Elden Ring even actually have, like, a story, or is it just you go around and fight a bunch of bosses
There is, like, a story, yeah. Like, there is specific bosses you do have to face. So, yeah, there is a storyline for it. But other than that, it is pretty much open world, like, kind of like, oh, you go wherever the fuck you want, and if you run into some crazy monster, you can choose to try to fight that shit or you just run away from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it is one of those games that was probably the hardest game I've ever played, though, for sure. Like,
yeah, I used to hear that a lot.
It was
like
unrelenting. Like, you walk into the wrong fucking territory and you're underleveled, your ass is getting hit twice at max
and dying.
And you're dead, bro. And the problem with that is that you got, like, souls that you capture whenever you, like, kill anything. So if you build up a lot of souls and you just randomly run somewhere, the souls will drop when you die. So you got to go back to that place to get them shits, bro. And then you might encounter the same fucking person that killed your ass. And then it's just that whole loop of like, damn, all right, I gotta get better, get better armor and shit.
No, fuck that.
Yeah, there's always those aspects, those games where you have like, I guess it's like RPG where you can attach like new like equipment and stuff. That's a big thing now too.
I mean,
feel like
God of War is like that too. But the only thing was they did this in the first game too. There's this one section of the game you get to where it's really like, it's very slow. Like very slow. Very, very slow. I've been seeing people complain about it on TikTok and Twitter. Me personally, I had no problem with it because like it was slow, but like if you explore and look around a little bit, it brings a lot of the pieces together. Like it explains so much.
Yeah.
But everybody just wants to fight and kill and be Kratos, cause they let you play as Atreus.
Yeah.
Like he has his own skill tree, moveset, all kinds of shit.
And the skill tree is a good aspect of gaming, I think.
Yeah.
Cause you have different possibilities for different builds and
bro.
Stuff.
It's in God of War. It's amazing.
Are you a fan of the like gear system in like fighting games that they have now, like
Injustice
and like Mortal Kombat? Now they have that kind of.
From a cosmetic standpoint, yes, because that's really all it is. Unless like, I haven't played Injustice 2 like to the point where I unlocked all that shit. But do they like give you boosts or anything like that?
Yeah, they definitely give you boosts. Well, and it'll affect, like, certain, I guess, yeah, like, certain aspects of your character. Like, you'll have higher defense or something. And then you use them online, usually, against whoever, and they have their own, like, gear system, whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, so, as long as the matchmaking is even, then I have no problem with it. I actually think it's pretty cool, like, because that's what you would expect from, especially with superhero games, because they all have gear that they use for certain stuff and different costumes and looks. True. So it's pretty cool from that point.
True, yeah.
Like, God of War does it really well, too.
Yeah. Because they got the gear system in, like, Avengers, which, by the way, probably one of the most disappointing games, I would say, low-key.
Yeah. Avengers is the greatest video game letdown of all time.
Yeah. I mean, because it is definitely a lot riding on it. You have to make different, like, unique skills for each of those heroes, and they have to be in the same game, so it has to be kind of the same kind of combat system in a way.
Yeah, it does.
It's a lot to take on, for sure. I mean, they did what they could. It just didn't hit.
But it's all in how you advertise it and how you, what you tell people is what they expect. Yeah. So don't tell them to expect this if what you're really making is something else.
True.
So for example, like when I first seen it, I did not think it was going to be like, what does it play like? It almost plays like a Ultimate Alliance in a way.
Yeah.
Cause like the enemies don't really like react to your hits the way you would think. Like, yeah, it's not like a, it's not like a Spider-Man or like a Arkham game. Like how they would react. It's more like a,
they just get hit.
And yeah, they just around. Get hit and take they the have damage. Like
a specific set of moves they'll just do randomly. Yeah.
There's no like real fight pattern to them. It's all like, I mean, they have like a parry system, but it's not all that. But like as far as like the diversity in characters, they did good on that. The story was, I'm not a fan of Ms. Marvel. Wasn't
that great.
Yeah, so just, what else? The DLC started off kind of lame, like Kate Bishop and then Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Like, we finally got Spider-Man, but he didn't even have his own, like, storyline. He just had a bunch of side missions you had to do.
Damn.
Black Panther was sweet. He's even though I don't play no more, Black Panther was my strongest character at the time.
He's probably the best like character they added.
Yeah, definitely. And then they added Jane Foster. They could have
They could have kept, like, that. I don't know about that one. Because you already have Thor, so it's like, how are you going to make the other Thor different? Like, it is a girl, but what are you going to really do?
No, she has the same moves. I think the only thing that was different was like her heroic abilities. And her ultimate moves, like that kind of shit. But the same thing goes for Hawkeye and Kate Bishop. Literally just...
Same kind of...
Bow and arrows. Yeah. Both... I don't think... Yeah, both had a sword.
Yeah. Some kind of weapon that... Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
melee.
They just dropped Winter Soldier not too long ago.
Oh, shit. He in the game now?
Yeah.
He probably plays like Cap, doesn't he?
Like a mix between Cap and Black Widow.
I mean, yeah, that's cool and all. I think the least, the thing I liked the least in that game was that the combat was repetitive for me. It was just like, damn, all right, I'm hitting this motherfucker, doing the same kind of shit over and over again. And then the takedowns, you don't really have that much takedowns you can just pull from. Like the same shit, really, unless you pay for the new ones.
You have to pay for the new ones, and then
it brings back to that. Like,
they have a battle pass too for like, but it's for the characters itself, like not even for the story. Like, and then you have to pay for that. Like, that game is truly like incomplete. Like, I feel like I'm playing a pre-alpha or early beta every time I play it, even though I haven't touched it in like probably a year now.
True,
but it kind of makes me like, I'm kind of looking forward to Suicide Squad, Killer Justice League.
Yeah, I hope that's a little better.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that they also had, like, a gear system or something as well. The gameplay looked kind of like the Guardians of the Galaxy game a little bit. Have you seen that?
I have it.
Do you fuck with it?
I have not. I did like the first mission. It's the so for me, like with games, if your pace is slow and the pace for that game is like excruciatingly slow, I'm not gonna want to keep playing. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
And then the combat is like, you only play as Star-Lord. Like, yeah, it's not even cool. Like, he has no real, like, unless I haven't got to that point yet. But the only thing I was doing was like shooting everybody and then telling like Groot or Rocket, like, do this move or do that move, and then that was it. But like, it wasn't like, it wasn't nothing like captivating. Like, it'd have been different
to keep you playing the game over and over again.
It'd be different if I could switch between characters. And then, like,
that's
say...
That's weird. You can't switch between characters. I thought
you're
you
stuck
could.
As Star-Lord the whole time. But you just command them,
you
like...
You command them like a... Yeah, like the fucking squad leader or whatever.
Yeah, that type of shit.
I guess. Wow. That's interesting, but... Come on now. Playing as Groot would be fire as fuck.
Or Rocket or Drax.
Yeah,
or
like...
Gamora's fine ass.
Like, yeah. That seems like a ball dropped for sure.
And there's been a lot of balls dropping. I also heard for... for Suicide Squad, they're gonna have like a... I seen this on TikTok though, so I could be wrong. They got a gear system, a skill tree for each character.
Okay.
And then the dude to like a battle pass slash like store thing.
Yeah.
So I think battle pass is gonna be a thing that games do to like basically keep fishing money out of you as long as the game is out.
It's almost like the passive income or something. Like they just know people are gonna buy the game one time. And then they'll probably spend more on it through these battle passes and all that afterwards as well. So, it's just lame as fuck, like, for real. Because we don't get no say in that. And we don't... I don't know. It's just becoming more corporate and, like, a lot of people are just doing the same models for games that have been very, like... successful or whatever. Like, you'll see the same shit over and over again. It's like,
literally.
Damn, I'm not trying to buy that. So it's like, I don't know what games now will I really want to like buy. Like, I'm ready for this game to come out. That's why I think that Hogwarts game was kind of like a new thing for everybody, that was low-key, like everyone was like, okay, they finally got some new shit that's actually worth it, I guess. But
yeah, because it's basically different.
I'm not a personal Harry Potter fan, so it's not going to hit the same for me, though.
Bro, that's exactly... Like, I've been seeing a whole lot of it, especially on TikTok and... Well, really just TikTok.
Yeah.
But I know nothing about Harry Potter. Like, literally.
I'm thinking it would be cool
nothing.
To learn through the game, though.
That's,
probably.
And it's crazy how you said that. That's the same thing I was thinking. Like, I'm one of the people, like, if the game is fire, then... That's how I got into Naruto, actually.
Yeah,
it started with Ninja Storm, because I didn't know nothing about it at first. Then I started playing the games.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh shit, what is this? And what is that? And what is that? So then I started like watching the anime, just like clips and stuff like that. And now I know.
That's far more engaging too.
Yeah.
To get into a story. That's just why they need, it really does come back to kind of the main storyline has to just be good. Like.
And immersive.
Like immersive. And you just, like you need to have something that you want to root for or something to keep coming back. Like. One of my all-time favorite franchises, I feel like, that has a pretty good storyline is Mass Effect, if you ever played that game.
No, I've always wanted
it's,
to, though.
It's essentially like, think of it like, I don't know, Star Wars in a sense, but you're like a commander or something. You're like the main dude that like has to like fight this war and win it for like the good side or whatever. And you have, like, all these different powers. It's still, like, an FPS shooter or whatever. But you also have, like, other powers, like, telekinesis and shit. Like, stuff like that that's mixed into it that you can choose, like, what to use. But that's a pretty good storyline, too. Like, they built that up, like, its own universe, kind of. Like there's a crazy past between the characters and all that. I'm not going to get into too much detail because I can't remember that much detail about it. I just remember, like, when I was playing the game, I was like, damn, like, I'm fucking responsible for this fucking whole war or some shit. Like, I gotta fucking save the galaxy type shit, you know what I mean? Like,
nah, I feel it.
Yeah, so that's just something that I wish most games pursue more.
I think for me it's probably,
I fuck with that, though.
It's gotta be Spider-Man.
Well, yeah, that, but I'm familiar with that story.
Yeah. So, like, as far as, like, new story goes and stuff like that.
Like, origin. Like, a game, just a game that came out with its own shit, and it's not, like, riding on anything else. Like, what story was tough to you? Because even God of War is a little bit, like,
yeah, God of War's been around. It's been around for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
But Ragnarok was definitely, like, that shit was top tier. It was definitely, bro, it was, oh my gosh, that game is so good. I've never been, like, I bought a whole bunch of games at the time, too. Like, I just bought all the games I was excited for.
Yeah.
So, like, I got a Sifu. You heard of Sifu?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sifu was fun. It's, I wouldn't even call it repetitive because, like, there's so much you could do. It's definitely a good, it's challenging. I would definitely say that. It's very,
there's been times where I wanted to smash my TV
controller and PlayStation.
Yeah.
But I was like, nah, I'm just come back to it tomorrow. But as far as, like, new and original story, Just Cause.
Ooh. Just Cause is tough.
I played the demo for the first one.
No lie, that is how I got introduced to that too, that free demo.
Like,
what the fuck is this game? You fucking hand gliding and shit. Hand gliding.
Then I end up I got my grandfather gave me $20 so I could buy it. I bought the game. Got into the story. That shit was tough. Found out the second one came out, got that one. That shit was tough.
Yeah.
And now I'm on, like, the fourth one.
Aren't they coming out with a new one as well?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think I heard some shit about that. Maybe I'm just making it up, though. I don't know. But yeah, that's tough. How do you think, with the final, I guess the final, like, anecdote, how do you think the gaming community can give back to its players more? Like,
listen to us. Stop listening to the streamers and the competitive players. Listen to the casual people, because they're the ones who, the competitive players and the people who stream it or YouTube it or whatever, like, they're putting money into it, but they're getting that back tenfold because, like I said, they're streaming and doing YouTube and stuff,
the content and all that.
But the casual people who, like, you feel me, come home and this is like their stress reliever.
Yeah.
They buy it, like, let's say they buy a game and they spend $70 on it, but that $70, like, that's the only game they could buy for, like, the next couple months.
Yeah.
They don't want to buy, they don't want to spend $70 on a game just to spend, like, $14 here for DLC or $20 here for a battle pass.
Yeah.
And everything's becoming pay to win, and that's, like, that's not what gaming is like. It should be about skill. And then, like, some games are forcing you to put, like, an unbearable amount of time into it, like fucking 2K.
Competitive, I guess.
Bro, 2K on next gen is hell.
Bro, I can't imagine.
You have to do quest before you can do anything, like,
walk into the mall and shit getting groceries.
Bro, before one game, I had to go and sit with J. Cole. Not even J. Cole itself. I had to sit with, like, his name was, like, Bass or something like that. Boss.
Oh, Boss? That's tough.
Man. I had to make a song, bro.
Oh, what?
Yes.
You had to make a song.
You have to make a rap. But you have to pick between, like, four different dialogue options.
Bro.
But there's only one right way to do it.
That's weird.
So it's not like you can just skip through it and click whatever, because then at the end he'll be like, I'm not really feeling that. Come back when you got something better. So you have to come back and keep trying until you pick all the right dialogue choices.
That's crazy. That just seems unnecessary. Especially for a basketball game.
All I want to do is play basketball. Like,
right. I mean, all right. And speaking of monopolies on the fucking anything, bro, the sports games that we have, bro. Like, you have 2K as basketball. You gotta fucking play basketball if you like that shit. Get 2K. That's all you can get, bro.
Literally.
Pretty much. You're not gonna get NBA Live unless, I don't know why you would get that shit.
It wasn't that bad, though. I feel like
Madden
it was pretty slept on.
For football. Like, most of these are just, like, nobody's gonna come out with new games for new, like, I guess, ways that you can play basketball, like new ways to play football, because I think it's always going to be like the same, right? So, like, do you think that shit's going to continue on though? Like, we're going to keep going for like 2K50 is going to come out and shit. Like, it's going to be similar. Like, what the fuck are they going
to
do?
No, I think eventually games will reach a point to where they're not releasing anything new. It'll just be like, eventually 2K and Madden are just going to get to a point where the game is just called 2K or Madden.
Yeah.
And then they'll just drop updates for it every year or just on a regular. So you just have to keep updating the game.
Oh, shit.
For
like,
new gameplay like mechanics.
GTA.
Yeah, like how they, or Fortnite, a better example. Like yeah. Season 4 and Season 5. It's the same game, but you're just downloading a new update file.
Actually,
so I think eventually they'll get to that point to where like they don't even want to keep going through the hassle of doing this, that, and the third.
True.
They'll just, if new rookies get drafted, they'll come in, have the mocap or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the update file, upload that, everybody downloads it, and that's what we have. But I think the main reason they've gotten lazy is because they don't have any competitors.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, why was 2K16 and so fucking great? Because they had NBA Live to worry about. So it was like, it's not like now where they're like, oh, if you don't play 2K, then you'll just play nothing. Like,
yeah,
back then they had to worry about, oh, if they're not playing 2K, they might go and try NBA Live. Yeah, so we have to, like, be on our shit. Yeah. Madden hasn't had a competitor since the NCAA games, and that was, the last one was what, 14?
Yeah. Yeah, the NCAA games were great.
Too. Yeah, so when you don't have a competitor for your game, you don't have to put as much effort into it, or like, you don't have to worry about like, really losing money for real.
Yeah, the same people going, you know they're going to buy it.
Yeah,
that's all you got.
That's all you have to settle for.
That's like with, all you got.
Like with Dragon Ball, like with these Dragon Ball Z games, we don't. What's the latest one to come out? Kakarot. They need to stop. They need to stop making us play through the same fucking
style.
Story.
I mean, yeah, it's true. They need to just make a game for the Dragon Ball Z fans that you already know that we know the Dragon Ball Z storyline. Have it. Not necessarily take it out of the game completely, but don't start us from square one every time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't, like, I think the story is still cool. Like, him fighting, like, Raditz and him fighting Vegeta for the first time, that shit's still cool, but it just, doing it over and over and over and over again.
After you'd already seen it over and over and over again.
Just to, like, reach the point where they're actually cool as fuck now, like, gods and stuff. You have to play through that. Like, nah. Just start us off right where they're left off at, I guess, in the anime or some shit. And then you can just build from that. Like,
literally.
Have, like, those, like, things where you could just go back.
If you want to.
Yeah, if you want to do it. And make some dialogue skippable, bruh. Just sometimes the dialogue don't be hitting as much as they think, bro. shit, man. But for real.
I just think that, I don't know. It's repetitive. But, like, if they started from, like, Battle of the Gods or...
Right.
Like how you said, wherever the anime leaves off, no one would be mad at that because we've seen everything. We don't want to play through everything all the way over again. And then some of them formatted as, like, you don't unlock certain characters until you play through... every fucking level in the story and every side quest.
Lame.
Like Xenoverse 2.
Yeah.
I don't think I've met one person who has every single character unlocked.
Hell no.
No one is going through 120 parallel quests with some of them lasting like 15 to 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's just so excessive, bro. It's just too excessive.
It's insane.
But yeah.
But if they really want to save us, they just need to make I just thought of a game. Original story that's really good. Like how you said Mass Effect.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
And then they added multiplayer later.
Really?
That, yeah. Now see.
Wow.
Ghost of Tsushima did it. They did it perfectly right. Because it was like, it was a new game, a new take.
Yeah.
New combat system, skill tree. I didn't hear anything about any bugs or glitches or nothing like that. The story was... great.
Yeah.
They added a DLC. The DLC story was fucking great as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then they added multiplayer. That was great. It's a little repetitive now because they haven't, like, updated or dropped anything new.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like, me and Jaren go back and play it from time to time. And it's still, like, it's still fun as fuck.
Yeah, that seems like the right formula. This the right way to do it. I mean,
yeah, focus on, so that if they want to pay homage to us or respect us, one, listen to the casual gamers. Don't just listen to the streamers and YouTubers and competitive gamers, because that's I feel like that's more so who they cater to.
Yeah, definitely.
Focus on the single player aspect and the
co-op aspect.
Yeah, the co-op aspect. They need to bring that back too. Split screen and couch play.
Like, that shit is just that experience. The game with someone else. Like, that's what you want.
That shit was amazing.
It's different.
You ever play Armia 2?
Nah, but I heard about it.
Bro, Armia 2, the Devil's Cartel, the second one, bro. Bro, playing. I never played it by myself, but playing it, I played the whole game with one of my friends.
Yeah.
From start to finish, we played it. I would not play the game unless he was there. Bro, that shit that shit was amazing.
Shit's tough.
So need to bring that back. And then I feel like if you feel like your game is gonna be a multiplayer type game, add that later, like Ghost of Tsushima did. They focused on the single player aspect, so that part was like great. Mm. Then when they dropped the multiplayer part, that part was great. It took a little adjusting to, but it was still like great.
Was it like a long wait for the multiplayer to come out?
I think it came out. I got the game kind of late. I think I got the game like 2 or 3 months after it came out. Then the multiplayer part came out like probably, I want to say like between 6 to 8 months later. I could be wrong though, so don't quote me.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But even that within the year, that's still not bad.
That's not bad. Really, and then they were still dropping stuff for it, and they dropped the DLC and Director's Cut like, I think like last year, the year before. So like their time frame on it was also great.
Yeah.
Who did that game? Sucker Punch. The same people who make
Dark Souls?
No. They made what's the name of that raccoon? Sly Cooper.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They made that. They made a whole bunch of other games.
That's cool.
Yeah, so their formula for it was right.
Yeah. That's probably the best way that you can do it for fans, honestly. They made
Infamous. No, that's Naughty Dog.
But yeah. That's all right. Well, that's what we're going to end off on, because I mean, yeah, those are the key points. I feel like I agree with those points pretty much, being a set like casual gamer for some of these games and feeling like the gaming industry is taking a bad turn towards paywalls and all that. So
pay to win.
It's just hopefully we can just hope for something better, like a new formula that works for everyone, that eliminates all those random DLCs and stuff.
Yeah, I think Hogwarts is on a great track to be that next game.
Hopefully, yeah. I think they're definitely gonna add multiplayer eventually or something.
I think they will, because they're already making they got a team making a multiplayer mod for it.
That's going to be fire. I might have to tap into that. But, yeah, my name's Hazy J.
And I'm Kato.
And thanks for listening to the podcast.
Until next time.
Play with yourself. Play with the room.